College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Los Angeles family is suing a funeral home after workers misplaced their loved one's body and dressed another corpse in his clothing. Ms. Hunt said she arrived at the Harrison Ross mortuary to view her late uncle's body and was shocked to see someone else wearing his suit. She says, "It was a guy lying there in my uncle's suit, but it wasn't my uncle. I just kept looking at him. Yeah, I am like, he couldn't have gotten that dark." Even worse, she says a worker dismissed her concerns and insisted it was a correct body and that she was the one who was mistaken. Hunt said, "That's not my uncle. My uncle wouldn't have gotten that dark. I showed a picture," and she said, "Yeah, you're right. Give us 1 minute." Wow. Hunt says the family waited 3 hours for the mortuary to fix the mistake before they could finally bury her uncle. The family has since filed a lawsuit. So here's the question. Do you guys have any crazy funeral stories?
I think first thing they need to do is for this lawsuit to be successful is somebody gonna have to find a way.
Yeah.
To ask Uncle Harold where he was.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know who the dark-skinned dude is y'all had in here. And you don't know what happened to people when they die. You don't know if any shades come out, change anything.
Oh.
So the mortuary was playing on that. No, but they just put the suit on the wrong body. That's the whole thing. I've actually had that when my uncle died. I took the suit up to the funeral and when we got to the church, my uncle didn't have a suit on. He had on a Jordan track suit.
They took the suit.
True story. They opened the casket. He had on a Jordan track suit, and the funeral director had the suit on that I took.
That's so shady.
That's funny.
He jacked your uncle's suit. He started wearing.
Perfect fit.
He didn't think anyone would notice. What?
I was sitting there going, my big brother say, "Ian, ain't that the suit we took out there for?" Because my uncle would never wear a Jordan tracksuit. He ain't had one. We just sitting up there. My other brother said he should have put a headband on it.
To go with the suit.
What? Why?
You know, make him look more athletic.
Complete the look.
My brother said, "That cold tracksuit though."
Junior, I know.
My great grandmother's brother wanted to be a pallbearer, but he wasn't in the best health, so we don't know why we let him be the pallbearer. He had all this medical equipment and couldn't carry his end of the casket. He had a defibrillator, oxygen tank, wheelchair. His wanted to carry his sister to that hearse. Boy, when that march went off, and it said, whoop, 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 his blood pressure went up. Boy, our whole family sitting up there. We told y'all he wasn't able to carry this body. Man, pastor said y'all bear with the family. Bear with the family. Boy, my uncle was up there talking about he had no business being a pallbearer. If you got any health conditions, we need able-bodied pallbearer. Get so sick up here trying to carry somebody because that's your sister.
Junior,
if you're in a wheelchair, you shouldn't be a pallbearer. I'm going to tell you right now. You're not going to be able to keep this casket even,
right?
He done dropped his end. She done slid inside the casket now.
All right, we finna go down the steps now. Somebody get Tay-Tay down these steps.
Please, no steps.
Because you trying to honor her.
Okay. God. I need a moment.
When his blood pressure got up, whoop, whoop, whoop.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.